I'm happy to welcome Tricia Fields back to Around Cincinnati. She joins us by phone from her log cabin home in southern Indiana. Tricia won the Tony Hillerman Prize for her first mystery titled The Territory, which was also named a Sun Sentinel Best Mystery Debut of the Year. Josie Gray returns as the protagonist in Tricia's latest novel, which is titled Firebreak. I was delighted to see Josie Gray, your protagonist, back again in Firebreak, the name of your latest novel. Before we talk about Josie, if you would, tell us something about where this novel takes place, what the area is like, and as the title implies, the emergency situation that's going on.
Well, Firebreak takes place in Artemis, Texas. It's a fictional town located on the border with Mexico. It's around, I don't know if you've ever heard of Marfa, Texas. They're made famous because of the lights that appear in the desert out of nowhere. Well, it's in that area. It's a real remote part of the desert. So that's where Firebreak takes place. The emergency with Firebreak is just that it's such a remote area. It's hard to get firemen into the area. It's hard to get trucks into the area. It's hard to get enough firefighters to deal with it. And if you've kept up in the news with any of the wildfires taking place in Texas and Arizona and some of those remote places, those fires can just spread in a heartbeat. And so they can become critically dangerous very fast. That was sort of my initial interest in that area.
It's certainly an emergency situation in that the fires are bearing down on the town where Josie lives and works. So tell us what she does in this town and just tell us a bit about her.
She's in her 30s. She was born and raised in Indiana. Her father was a police officer who died in an accident as he was a police officer. So it was a line of duty accident. And when she left Indiana, she kind of left a bad situation with her mother and never intended to return. So she sought out the desert and kind of made her place there in the small town of Artemis and became chief of police. Part of my interest in developing her character is to explore what it's like to be a female chief of police in an area where that's not too awfully common just yet. She's a tough character. She's kind of struggles with relationships. She's not a terribly open person. She doesn't give too much until she's certain of what the outcome will be. I kind of think of her as being a little bit remote, like the place where she lives.
I think when you have a lead reoccurring character, it would seem to me, but tell me if I'm wrong, that you, the author, the creator, would need to like this person, find them intriguing in some way, but also probably a flawed human being, as you've alluded to. So what were the characteristics that you wanted Josie to have?
I agree with you completely. To know that you're going to write a series and you're going to be spending a lot of years with this character, hopefully you do want to like them. And I just think Josie's constantly working on, she's very self-aware, and she's constantly working on her ability to deal with other people. She knows that she struggles with relationships with men, and that plays into the plot with Firebreak quite a bit. So people ask me if I get tired about working with the same characters book after book, and I don't at all, because I think within each book there's sort of a character arc. A person changes from the beginning of book to the end, but I think through the whole series there's also a character arc where your characters start out from book one here, but by the time you get to book 10 down here, they've made quite a transformation, and that's what I anticipate with Josie.
The fire, of course, the wildfires are encroaching, and part of Josie's job is to go around and check and make sure that people have evacuated, know how urgent the situation is. So in the course of this, what does she come upon?
Well, part of her problem with being in the remote area is that there are some tough characters. I mean, I think people tend to be rather remote people. I think they live kind of a hard scrabble life, and they're very resilient. They take care of their business on their own. You've heard of people living off the grid. I think that area of the United States tend to have more people living that kind of lifestyle. So when Josie is tasked with evacuating the area, she runs up against some of these kind of people who they don't want to leave their land. They're, by gosh, it's their land, and they're going to stay till the end. And I talked with a volunteer fire chief in Marfa, Texas, to do some research for the book, and he said that's one of the struggles that the firefighters always face.
One of the things I read is that in choosing this location, you weren't interested in the politics that are such a current topic around border towns currently. What was it that you were interested in presenting in choosing this area?
Specifically to, and you might be asking a broader question, maybe I'll talk first just a little bit about Firebreak specifically. I tell you what really interested me was the idea of smoke jumpers, these people who they jump out of planes into fires to fight fires, and this group of people, they just amaze me. Back in 2013, there was a fire in Arizona that was called the Yarnell Hill Fire, where 19 firefighters were killed. They were part of a hotshot crew. That was right about the time when I decided that I really wanted to focus in on a wildfire for this book, mostly just because these people, their bravery and their courage just amazes me. When you see a fire, you run from it. You don't run into it. And
yes.
And to think that you can jump out of a plane to help fight it just blows me away. So that was sort of the impetus for this book. Yeah, I think, honestly, it's the cartels in Mexico was my original draw to that area. I think our Border Patrol sometimes gets a little grief about the job that they do. But, boy, I think our country could be in a lot of trouble if it weren't for the job that our Border Patrol does. When you look at the statistics, crime statistics in Juarez, Mexico, which for quite a while was the most dangerous non-war city in the world, and, you know, it's right across our border with El Paso, Texas. We've just got this incredible violence right across our border. And originally, my interest was to figure out what it must be like to live in these little small border towns and try and deal with keeping the people safe, especially being a female chief of police in that situation, what that must be like trying to deal with that kind of fear, really.
It's interesting that you did choose a place that's far away from your home, but you live in a log cabin in a small town in Indiana. So I'm wondering if you would ever choose this as a location for a very different series, a suspense series.
I tried to write a book set in Indiana. I wasn't very successful with it. I think when you live in an area, you kind of take things for granted and you don't maybe notice all of the quirks and the eccentricities of people. So when I visit West Texas, though, they stand out to me, and those are the things that I can pick up on and bring out in the series. Whereas, you know, I've pretty much been a Hoosier my whole life, so I don't know. I just think I take the area and the people too much for granted.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you and certainly to read you. I'm very fond of Josie Gray. I also want to thank you because there are several shout-outs to public radio as a source of emergency updates in this latest novel.
Yeah, I have to tell you real quick, Barbara, when I was doing research for the book, there was a wildfire that I researched quite a bit on. It was called the Presidio Fire. And there were just thousands of acres that were burned. And they credited Marfa Public Radio for getting people evacuated because that was the one place where people would go to for up-to-date information to find out about road closings and so on. So they served a great purpose in that fire.
Good to know. Thank you to them, included in your novel, certainly. I'll look forward to talking with you soon, I hope, and another good read.
Oh, thank you very much, Barbara. I appreciate it.
I've been talking with Tricia Fields about her latest Josie Gray novel, which is titled Firebreak. You'll find more information about it at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.